Hear further from the word of the Lord in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 5, a story of how fishermen became the Lord's disciples. And it came to pass, as the crowd pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. And he saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. And having stepped into one of the ships, which was Simon's, he besought him to launch out a little from the land, and sitting down, he taught the crowd from the ship. And when he had ceased speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a catch." And Simon, answering, said to him, "Master, having labored through the whole night, we have taken nothing, but at thy saying I will let down the net." When they had done this, they enclosed a multitude of many fishes, and their net broke. And they beckoned to their partners in the other ship that they should come to take some with them. And they came and filled both the ships so that they began to sink. And Simon Peter, seeing this, fell down at the knees of Jesus, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, Lord." For astonishment encompassed him, and all who were with him at the catch of the fishes which they had taken. And likewise also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were companions with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men." And they brought their ships to land and left all and followed him. Now we read from the heavenly doctrine about the meaning of being called. And those who are with him are called, chosen, and faithful. This signifies that those who approach and worship the Lord alone are the ones who come into heaven, both those who are in the externals of the church, as well as those who are in its internals and inmosts. They who are with him signifies those who approach the Lord, for these are with him. By the called, the chosen, and the faithful are signified those who are in the externals, the internals, and the inmosts of the church, who, because they are in the Lord, come into heaven. By the called, indeed all are meant, because all are called, but by the called who are with the Lord are meant those who are in heaven with the Lord, as all are called who are at the nuptials with the bridegroom. By the chosen is not meant that some are chosen from predestination, but those who are with the Lord are so named. By the faithful are meant those who have faith in the Lord. These are the ones who are in the externals, the internals, and the inmosts of the church, because the Lord's church is distinguished, like heaven, into three degrees. In the lowest degree are those who are in its externals. In the second degree are those who are in its internals, and in the third degree are those who are in its inmosts. Those who are with the Lord in the externals of the church are said to be called. Those who are in its internals are chosen, and those who are in its inmosts are faithful, for they are so called in the word, where Jacob is said to be called and Israel chosen. Since by Jacob, those are there meant who are in the externals of the church, and by Israel, those who are in its internals. The reason that it is here said, "They who are with him are called, chosen, and faithful," is because it is said before that, that they will fight with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, so that they may know that they whom the Lord overcomes, that is, those who are convinced by his word, are with him in heaven. Some in the lowest heaven, some in the second heaven, and some in the third, each one according to reception. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.